Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
Yes, my sister, one of many, I got a feeling, one of many, and I just met her not too long ago, and we actually did a show with three of my sisters, and her name is Rosalind McGrath. She's from Marquette, Michigan. She's only like an hour away from me, and this is the first time we've met in a few years. How crazy is that, Rosalind?
No crazier than most things on the planet.
It's like, you know...
Good to follow through on and get to meet in person.
Yeah. Is it a case of procrastination or being busy or whatever excuse we come up with, right?
I'm going to say we were waiting for our mutual sister to join.
Things had to fall in line in the universe, right?
That's right.
I don't do anything without consulting my the charts and the planets, you know. I just didn't get around to it. You know, you got to make time for all things, don't you? And really, there's times it seems like when you're the busiest you are is when you get challenged. You ever notice that, Rosalind?
Tell me what you mean.
Well, there's people that come up to me and they need help with something, promoting something or whatever, and it's like, oh, I got 6 billion things to do today. And it's like, okay. Or somebody wants me to stop by on the way home. And it's like, okay, I'll do that. It always seems to happen, and I always am very grateful that I do it. Mm-hmm. But there are times maybe I don't, and I'm thinking, oh, what did I miss there? Was this really a kind of a test to get me to take another step, you know? Does that ever happen?
It seems more like your theme than mine.
Okay, so for some reason, the universe keeps poking me with a sharp stick.
Is it a sharp stick? I mean, it sounds like it's sort of checking your willingness and...
Maybe I just have to be reminded more. You're saying
you sound like you're happy with the choice that you usually make. You know?
True. There are just days when I don't want to be bothered. Don't you ever feel that way? You know.
Do a lot of people feel comfortable bothering you?
Apparently so.
So they probably feel very comfortable with you.
Right. And yeah. I'm glad to do it. You know.
Yeah.
But it just seems like there's days when you're really, really busy. Anyway, we have Rosalind McGrath. Did I tell you that? She's getting Rosalind's on the phone. She's with me. And it's good to talk to you. It was good to meet you. It's good to see your rock formation. That's amazing that your husband built.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really incredible. You know, he has, I think, some overall sense, but he's really creating it as he goes.
Yeah. And what was cool about it is that the water flows out like there's something about running water. The energy, I don't know. To me, it just relaxes us. But also, you feel like there's a psychic connection around water. Does that feel stronger to you when there's water around?
I tend to feel more at peace or at home, and then you know that is always a great foundation for sharing your gifts.
And then what's really cool is if the man cave part of it, is that Kevin built a little spot where you could grill out if you wanted, or you can have a little, you know, it's all in the rocks, and he built a place where you could start
sort of
a fire.
A spiraling pathway that with stonework that goes a little bit lower into the ground and has all these like unique little flower bed spots and very magical as a driftwood archway and, you know, driftwood kind of sculpture, if you'd call it that, here and there. And it's hard to describe in words, but it kind of spirals you into the center where there's a tiny pond and there's water from a little waterfall he created that goes down into it. And there's a part to one side that has a fire pit, and it's really very special. I'm very lucky to have
in your backyard,
have such a creator with me here.
In your backyard, in the middle of town. Mm. Who would think? You know, who would walk by? A lot of people walk by and they don't even know what goes on behind that fence. What is back there?
Yeah, it looks pretty shaggy from the outside. We're not big pruners.
I wasn't going to say that.
I have no problem acknowledging that.
No, it looks really cool when you get inside there. It just is incredible. Nature is everywhere. And then you grow your own vegetables, right? And you have all kinds of things.
We have some veggies, too. Yep. And some berries. Yeah.
We're going to talk to, and since you're connected to Earth like that, gee, what a lead-in, huh? We're going to talk
to... You are awesome, TJ.
So are you, sister. We're going to talk to Mama. Goes by many names, I believe. Some people call it Earth. Some people call it the Mama. Some people call it Gaia. Is Gaia an ancient name? Do you know, Rosalind?
I believe that name itself is Greek.
Oh, so one of the earliest
ancient
forms.
Greek.
One of the earliest names came that the planet, that they called the planet, right? Mm-hmm. Now, as I recall, we've talked to Gaia at least once before, maybe twice before. And I have always, I think,
right.
I'm sorry?
I said that sounds about right.
And so, you know, when I talked to it the last time, I wanted to know, because there seems to be more turbulence, and I really want to know for my own well-being if I was going to get hit on the head with a large rock, you know, let's say there's a volcano or whatever, you know, do I need to get a helmet where we live? And Gaia made it seem like it was pretty good where we're at right now. And so far, that's been true. But we still do see, we see a world that's changing, don't we? We see a lot of natural changes. And we see, I mean, this is part of what's been going on, but it seems increased, doesn't it?
I'm not the best person for...
I should be asking. I need
comparing
to,
historically, yeah.
I need
asking her than me.
To talk to the multidimensional Rosalind. Can you please find her?
And I will do that. And, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. You know, when you asked me what I might like to do for a show, you know, I took a little time to think about it and really felt helpful to do this right now for, you know, personally and for the planet, to speak with the planet more directly.
Yeah, you know, it's we know that there's a phase going on. I mean, many of us believe this, and there's a change, and certainly the Earth is going through its own change as well. And since we're on it, you know, so I think it's pretty cool that this is a topic you want to talk about. I think that's always interesting. So whenever you're ready to channel Gaia.
Okay. So I would just take a moment and then either Gaia or like a transitional being will get us started.
I'll just be quiet over here and let you do your thing.
Okay, thanks. Well, good day to you.
Good day to you.
Some know me as Mother Earth. Most of your listeners are probably most familiar with this term. Some may use the term Gaia or Terra. There are Pachamama. There are other names as well. Each has its own distinct but related vibration. But you get the gist of my overall nature. I am nature on many levels.
And you're
in the world.
And your feminine nature.
Well, I embody a receptive principle, although I too have what you would define as masculine attributes. Overall, yes, you would categorize myself as the feminine, given that I I do not have the same sorts of reproductive parts that you, yet I am constantly reproducing.
Yes, you are, and you're pretty good at it, might I add. Now, I've heard some people say, like, the sun is the masculine and the earth is the feminine. What is your take on anything like that?
Because the sun plants the seeds in certain respects, as in sending the rays of light through, which has many levels of outcome, as well as levels of nature to it, that is an apt description for your human purposes.
My limited understanding? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, due to the fact of the differences in our parts.
So
it is not all about gender. It is about energies, and it is something of a simplification, but it is one that is useful.
So if Gaia was going to a wedding... I'm just kidding.
Well, we are constantly uniting.
Mm-hmm.
If you speak of wedding, we are constantly uniting. So your humor may seem to be on the surface, but it is always more.
Mm.
So we are constantly uniting energies and metamorphizing their expression.
So
all of us are. You are within the cellular level of your being, doing the same process, as you are part of me, and we are part of larger and larger units of wholeness. Wholeness within wholeness within wholeness. Through source, that is creation.
So, I think the last time that we talked about some things that were happening with the planet. Where are we at right now in this continued evolution?
I would just like to share a little bit more about wedding, and we'll segue into that. Thank you for your question. So wedding, when you refer to wedding, that is the moment of ceremony. It is not always unification between beings, but it is a moment of ceremony, of making it official and opening to celebrating this harmonizing. So you may include in your day moments of celebrating the coming together of the varied aspects of your own unique wholeness. You can actually celebrate many microcosms of wedding if you like.
Hmm.
Now, do you have any questions about what we have just shared? Or would you like us to continue?
I don't know if I'd want to be married to myself that much, but I think I get your gist.
Well, you already are.
I know. I'm just kidding.
And
I wouldn't know what to get myself as a wedding gift.
The gift of your presence.
Oh, okay.
And of adding to your awareness of the multi-level aspects of your nature. So as you become more aware of another part of your wholeness, activated into being and coming into harmony with the consolidation of you, with the rest of you, you have an opportunity to wed that, to give a full yes to it.
Okay. That really is well said. I can see that. Okay, so
much of the disparity that is experienced on the planet at this time, within my realm of being, has to do with the disruptions of having tried to look away from different aspects of nature, reality, experience, and wish them away, or try to hide them away, or not want to believe they exist. And everything is coming up for examination now, everything. And that is why it appears to be so messy.
Do you know if this is going on other planets as well?
Not in this manner. No. You are leading the way for several galaxies here, and there are others who have gone through a similar process.
And I'm guessing there will be ones to further down the road that will be going through it as well.
Yes.
And I would think also that it's not, each has its own time.
It has its time, and it's individual nuances, it's specific frequencies of this truth, of its purpose.
Since I got you here, Gaia, I want to ask you, is there life on other planets within this solar system?
Not in the way most of you refer to it, but there is potential for it in several places. One that once had a form you could relate to as life, and yet from the higher realms, as you call it, there are so many aspects of what is known as life that all is alive. Everything that exists has an aliveness to it.
Are there physical beings on any of the planets?
Not in your way of speaking. No, not at this time.
What about inside the planets?
Inside this planet?
Inside any of the planets.
Ah. Not in the way you are referring to.
Okay.
Not at this time. There is potential, and there is some past where this has occurred.
Was there...
Now the focus is here, because this great planet, beautiful bodies of water. I am this beauty, and you're part of my beauty.
And just one more question on that.
Yes.
Was there a time when there was life on Mars, physical life?
Yes.
And did that life travel here?
Not in physical form, not in the fully physical nature. Yes, it included Earth in its consciousness, and it has had particular impacts.
So there was a civilization at one time that lived there, and then did they move on, or did it become extinct, or what took place?
Would you like me to invite an expert from there to explain?
Sure, if you don't mind me getting off the topic a little bit.
Not at all, and we will remain available a little bit to the side, and we can return to discuss further with you.
All right.
Yes, I am here. I am here to represent what you know as past in the time of Mars being physically habitated from your point of view.
Okay.
We did what we came to do. We were no longer necessary to the greater whole in that fashion. And we have seeded your planet with aspects of our consciousness. Some of you resonate more greatly with us because you were there. And some of you remember ancient lifetimes in yourself, not necessarily your conscious memory, but pictures. Pictures were shared with you because we had to share key parts of our experience with you.
So what
to grow and to assist you in your own roles in the greater design.
So what became of the people or the beings that lived there?
We are several. There are several answers. There is a portion, a greater portion, sort of hovering in consciousness about the Earth plane and interacting with others who are instrumental in your movement forward. So we are part of that team.
Okay.
Several of us have incarnated as human beings on your planet. And some of us, a smaller proportion, have gone on to other galaxies, one in particular, having a new kind of experience.
How long ago did you occupy Mars?
Several thousands. We're looking to calculate in your terms. We have had different aspects, but in our basic, we would say about 150,000 years or so.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
And I just got a couple more questions, and I really
yes.
appreciate you being. When we see what looks like canals, are those really canals on Mars?
No.
Okay. Is there anything left over, any kind of structure that we could find to prove that you had been there?
No.
Okay.
It will remain inconclusive until it is time. And then things that were not apparent before will become available. It is not time now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You are most welcome. And we find different words running through the translator, but we commemorate, we appreciate, we so honor all of you for your part in this great free will experiment, and we thank you, TJ, for your role as host and your multidimensional nature as it extends itself to many of us on other planes of existence.
It's nice to talk to you. We'll do it again.
Indeed.
So, when Gaia's ready to step in.
Yes, I am here.
Okay, we were talking a little bit about some of the things that are happening, the changes. Are there still changes going on?
Yes.
Are we still going to see some turbulence?
Some. It will begin to taper off, but not right away. There is much biological change being facilitated, and it is required.
So, when I talked to you one of the times, you kind of made it sound like it was really up to us. If we're ready to make a change, maybe things don't have to be, the reminders don't have to be so big. And have we made that change since the last time we talked? Has there been a lot of consciousness to come to the planet to help change things?
To a great degree, yes. In the fullest possible way, not quite. However, we would say 80 to 90%, yes.
Well, that's pretty amazing. And we have the ability to change it again in every moment, to continually do that.
To change how the expression impacts.
Mm-hmm.
The change is a given.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that comes about, that's where you play a powerful role.
I've heard of people...
Each one of you.
I've heard people say that what we're doing is to kind of explain it so people can grab onto it, we are getting lighter bodies or light bodies, and so is Earth, so is Gaia.
Oh, yes. The big we, the us, you
okay.
are part of me. Yes, we are.
And so if we are on board with that, does it make the transition smoother?
Definitely.
And will there be, I've heard so many things, will there be like an old part of you and others that don't move forward on this? Will that exist somewhere?
No.
Okay.
Those who do not choose this form of transition, they will transition out.
They will basically... To put it another way, they will die.
They They will leave the earthly form. That does not mean that all who do so for this reason.
Right.
Many are called to assist from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And all are doing their part. It is not like they are just the dead wood or they are bad or whatever that is. They're simply following their soul's call.
Right. And we have the free will to do it.
Each being. And so, yes, if you are truly on board with this lightning that assists, there is some faking sometimes, you know.
Some what?
And you might as well not bother with that.
Hmm.
You might as well just say, this is how I feel, and perhaps this other way is how I'd like to feel, and I will get there in my way.
Mm-hmm.
And I will open to perhaps it is pizza. Perhaps at some moment it is pizza that I use as a vehicle to assist me to feel more on board with this, like, consciousness. For others, it is a pure intention that they eat only, you know, fruits and the wholeness of my produce in its clearest form as their form of lightening up, but not from guilt and not from obligation and not from trying to play a part.
Mm-hmm.
It is not required. Let it go and let what suits you come to you naturally, and it will.
So you're saying I could be a seventh level guru and eat pizza every day?
Well, yes, you might not choose it all the time.
I could eat nachos every day and be this enlightened master.
It can be. Now, when you go to every day, you are taking it to a more extreme level. It is kind of almost like a challenge, sort of a can I do it?
I wonder if I could eat nachos every day and become an enlightened master.
But it is not the nachos doing it.
I think there's something in the nachos.
In the moment, if that is, if your response is lightening, if you truly lighten up to doing it,
mm-hmm.
in the doing of it, then you are allowing it to be a vehicle for any substance or being or situation to activate that in you 100% all the time, day after day, all the time. At some point, that will get old because it is a robust experience being alive, and it calls forth more diversity.
But what you're saying, Gaia, is that if there are pleasures that we enjoy,
yes,
we should not give those up.
Not if they are suiting you.
Hmm.
Not if they really are in harmony with your vibration, and you know. And you know if you're trying to fool yourself into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And know if you're not. And trust that. And the same with other activities. If it is not of malice, and it is not of a gross insensitivity to another, then, and it is your delight, it is an expression of your pure nature, then you do not need to be concerned about any form of dogma, and you have many forms of dogma still going on here. Some of it is broken up, and some of it is just starting to.
And this is a transition. I don't know if you can put a time frame on it, but how long is this transition going to last?
Just to give you a marker here, and do we go out on a limb? Perhaps we understand human timing can differ, but it is five months. We feel it will be apparent. Some clear marker will be apparent to you if you look, pay attention. You will see. Think about 7 months before. When you get to 5 months from now, and go, wow, would that have occurred 7 months ago? Would I have even believed, been sure, would I have that that would take place? For most of you know, we believe that you will see a clear marker to let you know, yes, the choice has been made.
And that would be roughly February of 2014, in our time. You know, in your time, you're looking at your watch and there's no numbers on it. You're going,
it is a great sundial.
It's a sundial. There, and look at it, it goes on forever. There's no time. So
what we have is in terms of sundial, we have a shifting to how we are playing with the light that comes through the star most pertinently focused here. All the stars are feeding us with frequencies. And we have our main star, our sun, and who we orbit and love. We have a strong mutual giving and receiving of energies as we balance and explore and revolve our way around.
And this is part of a cycle, as we've talked about before. And is it like the old indigenous peoples have talked about, the ancient peoples? Is it this 26,000-year cycle?
Yes. We have cycles, within greater patterns of motion.
So the Mayan calendar was accurate about that?
In its intent, and not all of its form is understood at this time.
Mm-hmm.
However, for all intents and purposes, the 26,000 is a cycle within a larger, and it is a great turning.
And is this something
forward?
Is this something we've gone through before? Have we
not this level? No.
Okay, because you know, I'm sure there was a time when we were more enlightened. And then we became less enlightened.
You call it enlightened, but you have not been this physical, moving into this degree of light integration ever. Ever.
And so what is to become, if we embrace this, what is to become of my physical body?
It will have more harmony and more relative transparency. You will not see through it, but more clearly express your soul, nature, and beyond that, your essence.
Will the world be able to live where there will no longer be disease?
There will be some degrees of dysfunction. They will be handled with much greater wholeness and compassion. Right now, you are more divided with a mechanistic view and perhaps some compassion applied around that. And then you have your quote-unquote alternative realm, and sometimes these two mesh some, but not completely. But it will come into a balance so that what seems so mechanical and apart now will be part of sacred ritual.
Will there come a time when the physical people on this planet, who are becoming more towards light beings, will there come a time when they will have a choice where they no longer have to transcend? They could stay here and not pass for a long period of time.
You can now, but this is more than the vast majority of you are accustomed to, and it is not how your soul is asking you to play this out. In the future, there will be something more like that occurring.
And when you say future, we don't have a time frame on it.
Decades.
Okay.
Decades. There is some variance. We would say at least 25 to 30 years as a near point and could be more 60, 75, 80. But by this point in the next century, what you call wisdom will abound, and in the longevity, there will be more variety of options for that.
And really, you know, from my understanding, I believe that our bodies don't have to age, and they don't have to die. They don't have to perish. And there was a time, perhaps, on this planet when that was the case. Yes or no?
You were not as fully in the form. You were more frequency. You were more light body.
Mm.
And you had other choices around this.
Mm.
It is not better or worse, for what you've done is grown and expanded the possibilities of wholeness and what that experience may encompass. Your quote-unquote disease will not be so horrible, couched in tragedy. You will have still some layers of experience. It is not so much aging as ripening, and your ripening and expansion can become more harmonious, more integration of the cells. To stay in the stasis, to always have it one way, that is not my nature,
mm-hmm.
and it is not your own.
Right.
But to reap the benefits and be able to fully utilize them of what you have gained with what we call time, this expansion in a level of complexity while retaining your connection and awareness of oneness and simplicity and harmony that you can express more fully, more refinement, more intricacy, and yet still abundantly whole. That is what you are becoming more and more capable of as a species and the planet. Our wholeness altogether.
There have been people that have speculated that there would come a time when Earth would no longer exist.
That is because they could not recognize my new form.
Okay. So you're always going to exist at some point?
Yes.
Okay.
In some fashion, I will.
Because you're an energy and we just can't get rid of you, can we?
Nor are you. You're part of me. We have been together for eons
in
some manner because my evolution is yours.
And that you're talking about everybody in general.
Yes.
Okay. So now, if we want to help bring this forward, or
yes. And you all do.
What is it we can do?
Love. And we will expand upon this because that is the building block. That is your nature. That is who we are in our wholeness. That is what allows us to even have this experience. You cannot escape this truth. You can only try to hide from it, but it is always there. So that is what we call illusion. So you can build some energy wall against experiencing the love that you are. And love equals flow. Equals flow with divine harmony, flow of your nature. When you are open in that, it is warmth. It is an acceptance and allowing. It is a trust of essence. It is beyond words. We do our best to couch the words, to seed the words with the essence here.
So not just love for you, but love for one another and for all things.
When you feel love that is your nature, you cannot help but respond in this manner to others. Mm-hmm. Some feel is a more personal experience of this love, and some is more general. And that is as it should be for many of you, because you are not choosing to activate the full out everything, everyone, all the time sort of bliss. Mm-hmm. You may at some point in the future, but you cannot fake it.
No.
So, if you take the starting point, start with something you know you love already. And ask to sweep away any residue of pain that you might have associated with this love. Whether it is worry, fear, it's all some form of fear, that is not love,
mm-hmm.
but some form of resentment or disharmony or I love them but, blah, blah, blah. You know, you know how that is.
No, I have no idea.
And each one of you does. I know. Your jokes are always divine. They help us to accelerate the harmony and the meaning of what we are saying. So we thank you.
I'm glad you got a sense of humor. Because if I was living near a volcano, I'd be a little nervous right now.
So if you allow, ask that all discordant energies that you may have associated with this love, that those be let go of. And when you are in full harmony with one, you raise the vibrational level of your experience with all else, including your inner being. If you find it difficult to feel that love expressed toward yourself, imagine you are me. Imagine you are me who loves all of its produce, all of its children, all of its creation. It's not that you are all mine, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Imagine you are looking from that vantage point, and you know what love feels like, and feel it towards this aspect of you that you call by your given name. And play with that a bit. Some look in the mirror. Some acknowledge the sound of their voice. Some treat their body. Well, we hope all of you will. Even more than ever, love the vehicle through which you are experiencing your human nature. Ask to grow in your love of this, and you will evolve in your love of all, and you will receive more of that divine aspect of others, and you will know yourself as part of the oneness that we all are. This is not a one-shot thing. You will continue to have this opportunity in each moment. Ask yourself, what is my true nature? And don't listen to human responses. Listen to your inner voice calling. When you respond in full-out love to anyone or anything, all your responses will raise their vibration.
Hmm. Question. I was going to ask, are there places on the planet, you know, you hear people talk about Peru and down in Sedona, Arizona, are there places on you, I should say, where we can go to become or feel more connected or to feel some kind of energy?
Different ones of you resonate more with some areas than others. You can liken it to your chakra system, your personal energy vortexes.
Mm-hmm.
There are ones called major and minor. It is not that minor does not mean they are unimportant or less value. There's simply not the same quantity of energy moving in and out. And so, while every aspect and part of us is sacred. There are parts, places, locations within us, your physical body, your non-physical body, your places on Earth here that draw more energy within and without. And where you are attuned to, that's where you want to go.
I want to ask you something that the one you speak through,
yes,
and the other one that we call Joy.
Yes.
We're out at my place, although it's your place, and they were telling me about this vortex that they feel. And I just want to know what that is. And maybe is there something I should do to help it come forward? I feel like I have to assist it.
It has its own timing on revealing its nature. You can best assist it by spending time there.
Okay.
And just being. And if you feel moved to do something there, feel free to do that in the way that you intrinsically honor our nature.
Okay.
You do not have to do anything external to help facilitate this. Your nature facilitates.
My nature or...
What your you nature.
My personal nature.
Your personal nature.
So,
I that was... That does not mean that you cannot take action, that cannot take external form, however you are moved. Just know that you are not obligated. You may enjoy.
There's always a choice, you're saying.
Yes. For you, there is.
Now, I've been told... that, and I kind of feel this, and I think I've sensed these things, but there's like a lot of elementals that are trying to come through there. And
they are coming through.
And I'm sensing we're coming to a time when they want to become known again.
Yes.
And this is part of my connection with this, to help them with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That just confirms what I've kind of figured out, but I thought, why not go to the source? It's her planet. She can tell me. Go talk to Gaia.
It is helpful for everyone who listens because it activates something in them as well.
Could these vortexes show up in anybody's yard? Are there vortexes all over the place?
Well, there are all kinds of vortexes. No, they will not show up in everybody's yard.
Okay.
But each has their own role. Okay. None are identical. Some are more similar to you. This particular aspect of your nature.
Okay.
But still, listening will activate something in them, whether they are called to do something similar or not. It activates a level of awareness that is helpful. Might we continue a little more on mm-hmm. how you can, each one of you, assist
okay.
in this evolutionary process?
Sure.
We have spoken at length of the love energy. And we thank you for allowing us to flesh that out, as it were, in a fuller way. And now, from that space, in feeling that love throughout your being, extend that. Extend that to all parts of me. You may begin with what you know you love. You may continue expanding it to what you think you might love, onto what you consider neutral, and things and situations that you consider bad. Do not send sympathy. Allow your love to just flow and flow and flow and include that. Just wrap it in the love and leave the outcome open. Those who are activated to take action will. And your energies will assist them. And if you are one of those called to action, you will know. Because it will come to you and come. And when you say yes, you will feel the thrill of activation, because whenever you express your part in the wholeness, your part of the great design, you are in love. You are in love with the action. You thrive on it. You are renewed by it. Let that carry you and associate with those who are willing to activate similar. It does not mean that you don't, interact with others. Not at all. But let yourself have that core support group that has a yes. They support you by their willingness to activate and act upon their yes. And each of you has special part here. And, oh, how it all interacts together. There are so many opportunities. No one knows. No energy, no being knows exactly how it will all play out. And yet we know it will. Because there's possibility A, B, C, D, E goes beyond your alphabet. So we know it is so multi-layered and multi-woven that it cannot be broken. So whether you choose to activate that yes fully or not, our being will shift when you go for it in the wholeness, in the balanced way, which means you may spend quite a bit of time and perhaps money, other resources, and yet with a not out of immoderation, not out of fear, not out of panic, and not out of illusion, not out of ego, but out of that pure welling up within you. That is the juice of life. You are in the flow of it, and you are extending it, and that is evolution in a very concrete and pure form. And you have elevated your experience by taking this action, and you know you are part of facilitating this in a wider realm. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess for me, because I've experienced it a few times in my life, what I think is this incredible universal love.
Indeed.
It's just this state of joy that you can't define.
Indeed. And you can bring this into ritual. You do not have to. For some of you, ritual is a no-no, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But there are those of you, including yourself, feel, and the one through whom we speak, and many with whom you are both connected, that where this is an appropriate form, where the symbolic yet concrete physical action, expressing, feeling that divine nature, that flow, that love, that harmony, putting those together, and doing that in your vortices, that has great power. And that is why you will find indigenous groups and non-indigenous groups gathering in such locations to do their part.
We're just about out of time. Of course, there is no such thing as that, by the way. Let me just throw that in there. But this show is only so long in the way we met.
It is understood.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to it?
We know the one to whom we speak had requested to respond about souls.
Okay, yes.
Which we have to, in some ways, maybe not quite as directly as possible. So we would just like to add that the born and the unborn, the passed on, these aspects of the all that is, wrapped in the oneness, each one is a cherished part of the nature of the whole. each one is following their timing. And yes, there is a greater intensity to this call now. You are feeling more the impact of the ones coming in and the ones coming out, because all of you, in some way, are becoming clearer. So you are more sensitive to this shift, not as a bad thing, but as a knowing thing. And it is part of the fruition of this time that is growing. So it will be more activated in your consciousness, the sense of ones coming in and going out of human form now.
And I'm guessing that some will be coming back quicker, won't they?
Some will.
Hmm.
And some will be very instrumental in teams working to
and
assist.
Is each generation that's coming, we've heard that they're born into more light, more awareness. Yes. So as they continue to come, we're just going to see more of that.
Indeed.
Okay.
It is a wonderful thing. And it does not take anything away from your ancestors.
No.
For we all build upon our experiences.
It's part of our journey, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to add, Gaia?
We want to thank all of you. All of you. All of you. You are great beings. You are part of all that is. You are part of who I am, which is part of greater and greater units of wholeness, and down to your very cells and molecules and atoms and beyond, each is its unit of wholeness. Know your wholeness as we know you as your wholeness. We are with you. We are part of you. We love you. And we are all love, each aspect, each bit of you, even that which appears clouded, appears apart by this. Yep. It's just some illusion carrying over the top. Whew. Allow it to shift. There is great opportunity coming your way, each of you. Each of you holds sacred elements that are being called forth now. Have fun with it, because it is part of your unique divine dance within the wholeness that we are.
Thank you. How was the trip?
Well, I'm going to shift a little more, TJ. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. It was nice to, I went in several directions, as you probably are aware of, right? You know what's going on when this is happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just things pop in my head. Oh, I'm going to ask about this. Oh, I've always been curious about that. And boom, 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 boom. And then Mama got on quite a roll there, and she was talking about a lot of things.
They seem to all come together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm happy with it. Mm-hmm. Got a couple answers, personally answers. You know, I normally don't do that. Say, well, what about me? What about this? You know, because I'm so disconnected from the individual part of it most of the time. But I thought, you know, I got this vortex. What the heck's going on with that? What is that supposed to mean? And
to understand that, you know, you're part of the larger whole. So what's meaningful to you is going to have meaning to others, too.
Mm-hmm.
It may not have an identical meaning, but it's valuable.
Well, we're just about out of time. And we were going to talk a little bit, unless there's something you want to say, but we were going to talk about channeling and how people can kind of get started on that.
Yeah.
Is this something we can talk about quickly, or do we have to... is this like a two-week show?
Well, I actually, I know that Joy is teaching a workshop on this in a couple days, mm-hmm. a couple days of when we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
So she might want to speak at greater length about
okay.
But just to give some overview, we all have a form of connection, and we may sense in different ways. One simple kind of tool that was shared with me long ago and was a helpful part of my process to go, oh, yeah, we can do that, was to clearly set intention of, you know, highest good, highest truth, clearest, most helpful information. You can ask for a specific source or ask for whatever source would be most positive, helpful, and clear for you at this time. Putting that in writing, by handwriting, perhaps some of you could do it on a computer, but I would suggest this, is just keeping the energy real specific, and then followed by your question, and then using your non-dominant hand to respond.
So the non-dominant hand is going to write the answer.
It's going to write.
Like automatic writing. Like automatic
yep.
writing.
Take the pen or the pencil.
And if you saw me write with my right hand, people would look at it and go, what is that?
Exactly. So for most people, it's not going to be easy to read, but you'll know what you're writing as you're writing it, and you can always rewrite it or type it afterwards,
okay.
you know, using your dominant hand.
Okay.
But you can explore that. See
cool.
how that goes for you. Just be very clear about intent and
Do we have to protect ourselves? Because I know when, you know, you hear people say when they're mediums or whatever, even channels, that I guess when you ask for the highest thing to come through in the way, that's protecting yourself.
I call it clarifying the energy.
So you don't...
What you're available for.
You don't surround yourself with white light and all that stuff?
Well, there's nothing wrong with doing that.
No.
And I'd go for it, but not out of fear.
Right.
Out of trust.
Okay.
And, you know, anything that elevates your frequency is going to make elevated frequencies more conscious for you. So that would make a whole lot of sense. I'm just, you know, was kind of giving you the core as I remember it. So you can, you know, go to that light, that love, that will certainly increase your vibration.
Okay.
And can help you do this.
Yeah, I definitely know. When
I don't, you know, I don't typically teach it. I'm just kind of passing on in the moment what I've experienced. But you might want to, you know, get further into this topic with Joy.
Perhaps we will talk to the other sister as well.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows what will grow out of all this? There's so much good collaboration in the air.
Well, I'm pretty much out of time with the show for this week. And is there anything you want to add, Rosna?
I guess just, you know, there's so many doorways into getting greater clarity and insight. What we refer to as channeling is one of those. You know, there's different forms of dowsing or using a pendulum or your body and so on. There's so many ways that you can harmonize your frequency and be more aware of insights that are helpful to you. So if you have a desire to grow in that way, seek that out. And what you get excited about, okay, that's the place to follow through.
Okay. That's really good. I thank you very much for coming on with me. I know it was torturous.
I always love talking with you, TJ.
It was a great pain in your backside. And it's
what?
It was a great
and
pain.
And all the expansion of, you know, the give and take, you know, in the dialogue between you and whatever's channeled, so... It's always a great opportunity.
It is always a great joy to talk to you because you're such a pleasant, it's like you live this energy. I'm sure not all the time, but most every time I talk to you, you just seem to be filled with it.
It's It's where I like to be, I have to say.
And you stay in that, and you stay there pretty well. So.
And I really hope that your listeners really take in, that this activates truth for them, whatever that may be, and help them move forward with whatever their next step is.
Thank you very much, Roslyn.
Thanks, TJ.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.